Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Vikings running back Dalvin Cook ended up doing some work at Friday's practice and is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Seahawks. It isn't clear if Cook's work Friday was enough to warrant limited participation rather than a third consecutive DNP. Either way, he'll need to be treated as a game-time decision ahead of Sunday's 4:25 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff, with Alexander Mattison as the next man up in the Minnesota backfield if Cook can't go. Christian McCaffrey is expected to miss a few weeks but won't be placed on the injured reserve for now. McCaffrey was injured during the first half of Thursday's 24-9 win over the Texans, giving way to Chuba Hubbard and Royce Freeman in the Carolina backfield. Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury said DeAndre Hopkins will be a game-time decision for Sunday's matchup with the Jaguars. Hopkins reportedly missed a third straight practice Friday, but only after playing 59 snaps, 97%, in the Week 2 win over Minnesota. This week, FanDuel is running another Sunday $1 million contest where you can turn a $5 entry into a $1 million top prize. Let's see if we can find some players to use in that lineup. Lamar Jackson should be a solid play this weekend given his away matchup with the Detroit Lions. Detroit as a whole has been a dumpster fire to start the season, and a miraculous turnaround does not appear to be on the horizon. They've given up 76 points through two games, and both Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Garoppolo had good fantasy games against them. Jackson wasn't at practice Thursday, but that was likely due to some weekly maintenance. Also consider Daniel Jones, as he's at home and facing the lowly Atlanta Falcons. Jones has scored 29.4 and 21.3 fantasy points in his first two games and has yet to throw an interception in 69 pass attempts. He has 122 rushing yards and two rushing touchdowns to start the season, and the presence of Saquon Barkley is helping to keep opposing defenses honest. For running backs, Austin Eckler seems to be poised for a huge game this week given the Chiefs' struggles on defense against opposing running backs. Kansas City has allowed 29.9 fantasy points per game through the first two contests. Yes, it's a small sample size, but it's a big number considering they only saw 53 touches over that span. One positive sign is the Chargers got back to using Eckler in the passing game, as he saw 9 targets, turning them into 9 catches for 61 yards. At wide receiver, the absence of Jerry Jeudy opened up targets and allowed Cortland Sutton to play the role of the number one wide receiver for the Broncos. Sutton responded with a line of 12, 9, and 159, leading to 20.9 fantasy points despite not finding the end zone. Denver is a solid stack this week, as it's easy to see a path for a big day using Sutton, Teddy Bridgewater, and either Tim Patrick or KJ Hamler. It's noteworthy that Sutton saw an increase in targets and Hamler saw an increase in snaps, so it's an uptick in targets that shouldn't be too far behind. For tight ends, there was a lot of speculation that the switch from Matthew Stafford to Jared Goff was going to adversely affect the value of TJ Hockenson, but he's been a fantastic fantasy asset to start the season. He has 16.6 and 21.7 fantasy points through two games, and the other number that bodes well for the rest of the season is his 20 targets. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.